Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the General Banter podcast. We have some shit news up top. Probably slightly cheapened by this music that's playing here. By the time this podcast goes out, we will have announced that the SSE shows are being rescheduled. We need a button that says boo. Very late in the day to announce that, but in the words of my management, there's absolutely no clarity on how they're going to work. I'll turn that off now. How they're going to work social distancing and stuff. The call is going to be made apparently on Thursday, which is way too close to the gig on Friday. So they were just like, we just have to fucking jump ship now before it gets to Friday, basically. So, I mean, in typical Northern Irish government fashion, they'll probably turn around on Thursday and go, oh, it's absolutely grand. You can sit beside each other inside, but and we'll have already moved the shows. So, but I don't know. We just couldn't take the risk. So the shows have been rescheduled to the 20th and 21st of December. The tickets for Friday the 24th. Did I say September or December? The tickets for Friday the 24th of September will be valid for the 20th of December. And the 25th of September show will be on the 21st of December, which is a Monday and a Tuesday, but it's in the mouth of Christmas, as they would say.
You.
In the mouth of Christmas. Which could well be a lot of fun if you can make it. I know it's fucking annoying because people had already sold their tickets because they couldn't make it on like Friday's show. And if they'd held onto their ticket, they fucking probably could have made the one at Christmas. Who knows? There's going to be a lot of people fucked over. We had plans to stay in places. We had to cancel them. So, yeah, it's just fucking shitty. And it's weird because it's the first time I've had to do it over this whole period. A lot of people have had lots of shows moved. Mickey's had his fucking, he's 3 Ulster Halls moved all the time. Shane has, you know, Shane had a waterfront to do and then cancelled that and moved it and then had an SSE show, and it's looking like probably the fucking SSE show is going to happen before the waterfront that was supposed to be a year ago or something. So everyone's had trouble with it. This one seems extra shit because it's, they've had to make the call now and the show is supposed to be on fucking Friday. But I mean, to quote whoever it was from Love Island, it is what it is. It's it's just fucking shit. There's been a lot of that this year where you just have to go, oh well, thanks Stormont. I mean, the call was supposed to be made weeks ago, and then, you know, with perfect comic timing, your woman, Big Michelle, got COVID. So, you know, hopefully she's fine, rest in peace. But it's, I don't know. What do you think now?
Shite.
It is shite. It's fucking shit. Like, obviously, I'd much rather just fucking do it on Friday. The supports are confirmed. There'll be Aaron McCann and Mickey Bartlett, and that'll be, they'll be there at Christmas. I don't know. I'm hoping most people can make it. I'm hoping it might be a more festive, joyous time where everyone can sit beside each other and enjoy themselves. And we'll make it a bit of a party event. But yeah, I'm just gonna fucking do this podcast, make an announcement here at 12, which, you know, if you're listening to this, will be yesterday. And then probably have to just put my phone in a vacuum box in case it explodes with messages. I have known this for like a couple of days, and I was going to put something out, but the actual management team were like, no, Ticketmaster and fucking the promo company and everyone have to sort of do it all in one go. They can't have me go, show's cancelled, and then just get bombarded with messages trying to sort everything out. with everybody whenever they can just from the top send out all the emails like, boom, this is getting rescheduled. So there you go. It's my show, but I'm actually like so out of the inner circle of fucking the Illuminati of Ticketmaster that I just have to sit here and be told what to do. But anyway, it's fucking shite. It's happening at Christmas. That's the end of it. You know what I mean? No, that's broke. No, that's broken. The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis. Yeah, I was getting bombarded there. I'm just getting messages all day. And people are messaging the page, and there's like hundreds of messages, and then they're messaging, they're emailing me. And I'm like, I can't say anything. Anyway. We're all victims around here.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do, but you know, if you look at it from the point of view of maybe the show might be better in December, she might be tightened up. Maybe people will be home from university. Maybe people will be off from work. It's Christmas time. People like to go on the rip. Maybe they'll have another promo burger in there, the unbelievable burger. You know, where it's actually not a burger at all. It's a pizza. You know,
smart.
This is an unbelievable burger. What is it? Fish and chips. But anyway, do we do our normal sponsors?
Yeah.
They're still hanging in there, Beer 52.
Good lads.
You know, if you go onto their website and use the code Banter, you get the first box for free. We're obliged to do their ads. I did actually... Do you know what? I was getting some beer to the house, never touched them. And then last week I actually got some beer, drank them. And all were nice. Two were amazing.
Oh.
Two were standouts. If you're getting that box that's coming in now, there's one called Lil Dorado. Fantastic. You looking that up?
Yep.
Straight away. Lil Dorado, I think it was called. And then there was another one that was called something Mexican Cerveza. And it was fucking top shelf. A couple of them were a bit like, but those ones were very tasty. So yeah, beer52.com. Use the code Banter, get the first box free, just pay for the postage, which is $5.95. And then our other sponsor, OG Ball Shaver Extraordinaires, manscaped.com. Here, and by the way, I know they have got new products. Where are they? Get them to me. They do a razor for your face now.
Do they?
Yep. I think it's called the Ply. I'm not too sure about that. Nice. But they, you know, they've stepped up and they've went, listen, if you're going to hack your bag to pieces with the lawnmower, you might as well do it with a real razor. A wee razor. In fact, you know who I sound like? I was going to play this clip later. This guy on this pedo show that's about to get arrested. Shout out to Manscaped for getting this clip in the middle.
To know what he's walked into.
Am I being taped?
You are being taped.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
I've got a razor for my boss.
Am I going to be upbeat? Oh,
that's not up to me.
Okay, so that's sad. But,
Wasted.
Anyway, manscaped.com, get a wazer for your balls.
A wazer?
They've got, they got the face one now. They got the 4.0, where it's got the light on it, and you can, you know, shave your nuts in an underwater cave.
Decent.
Amazing. And use the code JAMBAT1 to get 20% off. Get the whole... If you're getting 20% off, get the full package. Get the fucking boxers, the lawnmower, get the face razors, the ball toner. Get it all in. Then get your 20% off. Then make it worth it, you know, walking around at Christmas with those shiny baubles. You know? Merry Christmas! You know? Got the fire on. You got those gleaming nuts. Shout out to Manscaped for being our old school sponsor. Let's revisit this clip. This is obviously that Chris Hansen show where he baits people in and the guy thinks that he's going to bang like a 14-year-old. And this guy's
here. To know what he's walked into.
Am I being taped?
You are being taped.
Oh, crap.
Oh, crap.
Am I going to be upbeat? Oh, arrested?
That's not up to me.
A lot of things going on there.
Yeah.
You know, there is a current theme with these like pedo hunter types where, first of all, you're like, clean up the streets, you know, you don't want these people anywhere near your children. I have a child. And sir, it wouldn't matter who was trying to harm him in any way. You know, if it was in a shopping center and he stood on an 80-year-old woman's toe and she fucking went, "What are you doing?" Hit him. Oh my God, I'd roundhouse her into the beans. Bah, fuck you. You know, and fucking dropkick her. But, you know, there's that part of it. And then there's also a theme that runs through all these predator hunter videos where you're like, this guy, I don't think, you know, can make his own breakfast in the morning.
Mm.
You know, there's a bit, it's my holiday ruined. You know, he's not an Epstein. He's not a high-flying billionaire renting out all these New York homes. He's just at home fucking microwaving a Rustlers, being like, on today's agenda, probably watch cartoons, talk to children online, my holiday ruined. Same with this guy. He's already got the baby voice, you know what I mean? Am I being arrested? Do you know what I mean? That guy's just going straight to prison. Bullied to death.
Literally.
Literally. Today's date is 21st of September. We're getting in there. We're starting the week with the low energy. We've had the major kick in the balls. It is the SSE announcement there. Just really... I've been nervous. I've been nervous all weekend.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to, like... you know, feel like you're letting people down.
Mm.
You know, because I know, like, literally we tried to book a hotel. It's a very busy weekend in Belfast. There's a lot of gigs on. But, like, we tried to book a thing and, you know, we've had to cancel it. But we had that news already for a couple of days. So it's like, I know people are going to be like, oh, for fuck's sake, we could have known sooner. And, like... I was expecting to know way before this whether it was going ahead or not, and it just kept going and going and going, and then there was no decision made, and you do have to just bite the bullet and go, right, we'll put it on when it can actually happen instead of waiting until Thursday and then telling people, oh yeah, tomorrow night when you've your fucking hotel booked and your dinner booked and all this shit, you just have to sort of cancel that.
Yeah.
So that's fucking shite. Like,
it's just the scale of it.
Yeah.
It's not like a Limelight or a Lavery's.
Yeah. And it's funny because the scale of it and the whole trickle down system. Like, I was talking to fucking Michal and he's like, oh, I was going to work sound and stuff on that. And he was like, oh, it's grand now because I'm getting more work at like Bell Sonic or something. So it's like, oh yeah, you forgot that there was people like booked in.
Yeah.
You're so caught up in the tickets and you're like, oh yeah, there's a whole infrastructure of people that were like supposed to be actually working at it. And then there's thousands and thousands of people making plans to go to it. And then you're just waiting on some fucking ball bag like in Stormont to be like, well, I see that there's like basically, you know, 40,000 people in a park somewhere seeing like Jerry Cinnamon, for example. And
GC.
You can't... Huh?
GC.
GC. The GC. And then you can't have, like, fucking 3,500 sitting beside each other politely in a... You know, you're probably way safer in the arena just sitting there than you are fucking, Gia's a belter! Like, shouting in each other's face. And all. I don't know. It's so fucked up. Like, and, yeah, worst case scenario is they just turn around on Thursday and be like, yeah, it's all good. And we'll be like, all right, cool, moved it anyway.
Yeah.
But it is a scale thing. It's just, it's so many people. The weird thing is, the scale of my shows compared to like a, who's on that weekend? Liam Gallagher or something? Something's on that same day.
I think so, yeah.
Someone invited me to fucking another event during the day. Like, there's so much shit going on that one day. That almost, if you were in that industry, if you were like handling those gigs, my gigs would seem like not a big deal. Even though it's a big deal to me, it's a big deal to people that are going.
Yeah.
But to them, they're like, right, blah, 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 we'll sort that out, right? Shit, we're going to have to move Collins once because it's only fucking that amount of 1,000 people. As long as this 40,000 people one goes ahead, we're happy enough because it's such a bit, you know, like some of those Bell Sonic things and all, the money that it costs to set up is fucking insane.
Yeah.
Before people buy tickets, they're like, oh yeah, it costs 400 grand.
Yeah.
To get all those fucking, all that shit in place. So, I know, like, probably on the list of important shit to do, mine's not that important, but it's still very frustrating to be sitting at home going, guys, can someone let me know what's going on here? Before my phone bursts into flames with messages from people going, like, is this going ahead? But it is going ahead. It's just going ahead at a different time. And people will probably hate me forever, but what can you do? And by the way, it's not my fault. It's not the promoter's fault, because them motherfuckers wouldn't pull out of anything. Do you know what I mean?
They would not.
They would not. If I was like, listen, my appendix ruptured and I have to miss this gig on the day, they'd be like, well, that's cool, because we work with people who, you know, we can get them down here and they'll just fucking pull it out of you in the back of the SSA arena here and all. Do you want a pizza? We'll get you a pizza and send you on with fucking sepsis. They'd be like, as long as you get through tonight, big lad.
Yeah.
You know? You die tomorrow, no bother. They're not pulling out of fucking anything, like, so it's definitely just a government. And, you know, I'm sure, I mean, that's why a lot of people in the entertainment sort of arts world were like, what the fuck is going on here? Because it's not really deemed as, like, important, even though it's probably propping up the fucking economy right now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, people are like, oh, well, we need to make calls about schools and da-da-da, all this shit, and then they are the biggest things happening at the minute. These Ormo Parks and the SSA arenas, all these big fucking gigs. So, I don't know. It's fucking load of shit. Truth bomb. Let's talk about something a bit more lighthearted. Last Monday, we recorded a podcast. And then Tuesday, Maureen was in. She recorded a podcast, which is available on Patreon as we're going regular as clockwork. And then we went to the Dumpling Library on some sort of double date type thing.
It was great.
Shout out to the Dumpling Library, who, by the way, were all like, guys, we're booked out for fucking 15 years. And then we just rang. We're like, can you get a table for four? And they're like, yeah, because they'll tell you why there's no one here.
Yeah.
But if I was in, like, you know, Roman times, I would be vomiting up and eating again. You know, one of those places?
Yeah.
When they're just going so overboard. It's very, like, debauchery. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would envisage if I was, like, a Henry VIII type. I know those time periods are very different, like, but you know what I mean? Just, I'm going to eat everything. Eat everything to the point of vomit, and then I will continue to eat.
Damn right.
Bring me the boy to fuck. Bring me my little fuck boy. See you later. That's my ideal spot there.
It's class.
Was it chilly? Yes.
It was chilly.
You know?
Probably needed the hot noodle soup, you know?
And that's probably what they're pushing for, yeah. But, and I love those places too, because Maureen tried to order, like, rice, and she's like, can I get that, like, without, it had duck and prawns in it somehow. So, can I get that with just the rice, basically, with the pineapple and all? And they were like, no.
Yeah.
No. Because, you know, there's like 50 types of Asians in there, and they're like, I have to go in and explain to her, like, no duck. And she'd be like, that's not how my mother made that.
Oh, yeah.
In the highlands of wherever. But yeah, it was fucking unreal. What was that cold thing you got?
Oh, yeah, the cold chicken.
I didn't know it was like, you're like, it's like icy.
It was icy. It was very strange, but it was very nice. It was like a satay sort of. It tasted like there was coffee in it.
Oh, wow.
Like peanut butter and coffee.
Oh, damn. And frozen.
And all the vegetables were frozen.
That's bizarre.
But it was absolutely, like, banging.
Oh, my God.
So weird.
So you got that, and then what other shit did we get? It was just, it's one of those places. The fucking. Bow! Fuck all those squishy ones when you go to all those other places. These ones are deep fried.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get that mental. Big old fucking cummy mouthful of squish when you get the other ones. Yeah. And these ones are like fucking unbelievable. Felt a bit Mexican somehow. I don't know. But that was unreal. I got, in fact, it's weird to me because the dan dan?
Yes.
Noodles or something. That was the least exciting part for me. And I ordered them like, well, I got to get something noodly. And it was fine. It was like something to make at home. But
the rest of it,
definitely handmade. It was closer to pasta than it was like a noodle. It was unreal. And then actually got the dumplings, like the circle of dumplings. finally, you've made it to the circle of dumplings. And they have all different colored dumplings. And straight, do you know what? I'm learning more lessons. A lot of those veggie things are tastier than all the meat ones. And then Maureen's sitting there and Fred's sitting there going, yeah, we know this.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm eating some mushed up just prawn cocks and a, you know, I'm like, what is this? Cuttlefish tits? And pork or something? And then one of them was like pork and lake or something. And I was like, oh, that's just a fucking sausage roll. That's the fanciest Greg's sausage roll I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Got a watermelon juice with it, like it was some sort of fucking...
Delish.
Oh my God. You're just like, what are people doing in this country? That's every time I eat nice food, I'm like, what is wrong with people over here? You know? Just give us a fucking... I'll take a water and a bit of my water. And some fucking dry spuds and all. Is that an onion? None of that foreign muck for me. When there's other countries who are having like fucking delicious dumplings, loads of dipping sauces, a bao with duck in it, and a watermelon juice. Fuck me.
I know.
What a day. It was great. I couldn't see when I left. I'd eaten. I had so much, it was just like my vision was closing in. I have a real problem with Asian food. The last time, I remember going to Lee Garden one time with an actual Chinese man. And he knew all the, you know, all the good stuff to order. And same again. I was like, someone's gonna have to go get my car and bring it to here. I can't get to the car. I'm like,
class.
And then went for a quick pint and had a 0.0. Did you have one?
Nope.
You had a regular pint.
The OG.
The OG drink driver over here. No cops on these roads.
You're right.
No, if I'd have had a real pint after that dinner, I'd have been fucking out cold.
Sleeping.
Like. But I had that 0.0, which this is the most you're going to get out of that. Oh, fuck, that tastes like Guinness.
It does.
But then you remember, why would I be drinking pints of Guinness if I wasn't getting pished? Senseless. You know what I mean? Like, it's not refreshing at all.
Nope.
If you know, you might get a non-alcoholic beer and be like, oh, it's cold and nice. Guinness is like, if there's no drunken outcome from this pint, what am I doing? It's just a lot to be taken in.
Yeah.
Don't see the point in it. The world's getting fucking pussified. Why is Formula One sponsored by like non-alcoholic beer? Fuck that. We watched have you seen that Schumacher documentary?
Not yet.
Oh.
I'll watch it tonight.
It's class, but you know what I mean? You feel like it's, you know what I mean? Like you want the cars to be sponsored by
cigarettes.
Fags. Fucking fake. Imagine it will be the worst. Imagine they're all like, oh yeah, there's the Marlboro Ferrari. And all. I'd love to just start up my own. It was like, you know, the Amber Leaf Skoda.
Yeah.
Driving for Team Skoda, Colin Geddes. Sponsored by Amber Leaf and Seiko. Like, like shit watches, shit fags. I jump out of the car, take the helmet off, and they give me like the fucking £200 watch.
Class.
Cheers, mate. And then I fucking just stand there and roll a fag. Good lad. Nice.
Rizla.
Rizla. Sponsored by Rizla. Rizla would be class, Brandon.
Yeah.
Probably. Rizla. Imagine being the absolute world domination on just thin bits of paper. I love businesses like that. Amazing. But it just doesn't look good. Where it's like, oh, there's a big Heineken 0.0 sign in the background. Get the real booze up. There's Formula One. You should be sitting on them big fucking things they drink out of before they drive. They should just be drinking champagne. Let them drive drunk. Big Lewis about to get in the car. Good lad. Couple of shots. Be way more exciting. But I'll tell you something. I couldn't take the Schumacher at all.
No. Robot.
So just, you know... You know, you watch the Senna one and you're like, my God, I think I'd make out with that guy. Sexy. And I thought their eras were like totally like apart, yeah. But they were actually not.
Similar.
Sort of overlap a little bit. I mean, it's such Steve Irwin syndrome, isn't it? Just have such a long, dangerous career. And then something, like he goes skiing and fucking wrecks himself. Or you got the Steve Irwin, you know, in a crocodile's mouth for half of his career. Stingray gets him. It's wild. Fucking Schumacher. But he just seemed like a bit of a fucking... There, I mean, there's a theme. You watch that. You watch the Tiger Woods thing. You watch the Senna one. And you see it even now in like... Did I say Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods, maybe like Lewis Hamilton. See it a bit. Where you're just like, the underlying theme is they're lunatics.
Definitely.
You know, everyone they talk to, they're like, well, he was a fantastic driver, but also he was willing to let someone else die. You know, like, he's willing for a person to hit a wall and die. Like your guy, John Jones, a fighter, they're all lunatics. And then they just fuck it. Like serial killers that find a different thing and they can just like switch it off.
Yeah.
You know? I will send you into a wall at fucking 180 miles per hour, but I must win.
Yeah.
So, you know, what can you do? But, man, the dude was kissing his wife. You got to see this documentary. The whole documentary is like cutaways to photos. He's just, they're just kissing. Kissing all the time. You're like, kissing too much, man. Yeah. It looks fake.
Yeah.
When this, kissing. Hey, we're in the garden, kissing. Michael Schumacher could do two things very well, driving and kissing. Skiing, not so good.
Needs work.
The skiing, admittedly, needs some work, yes. But it's funny just the way, it's amazing how quickly Formula One has like, that's how you say it, Formula One, has come on where it's like, you know, the pit stop is just like fucking, you can't even believe your eyes. Yeah. Box, box. And then it used to be some fella like, get that there, Jeff. Fucking hell, get that on. Clink. Where'd I put that there? No, fucking. And then to go from that to just like, and it's fucking. What happened there?
Hey, battery died.
Oh, battery died, fucking scrap. China. But yeah, you gotta watch that documentary.
Oh, well, later.
There's always just like, yeah, there's just always that theme. Always that underlying theme of, yeah, talent versus, you know. And then it's kind of like that Outliers book, but Maureen was like, you know, is he talented or was it the fact that he was just doing it from, he was a kid? And I was like, well, there's loads of them doing it from their kids.
Yeah.
Same with golf, same with boxing, same with whatever. But then you got to work like a motherfucker and be so into it. Then also have something in you that's, you know, untaught. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people are, you know, you look at footballers, all footballers, nobody turns around at like 24 and they're like, I think I might try football now. You can't do that. You have to have, like, look at Americans, for example. Do you ever see an American try and kick a football? Embarrassing. What are you doing, man?
Shit.
It's like every time they go to kick a football, it's like they've done that drinking game where you spin around a stick 20 times. They're like, wah! No coordination whatsoever. You know, if you've done it since you were a kid, it's just, and everybody has. And then it gets to a point where who's working the hardest and then who actually has the most sort of gifted talent.
Yeah.
That wasn't really taught. But I think that's the same. I think it's the same way with like the driving, obviously. Everyone does it forever. Then who's got the most fucking screws loose?
Yeah.
Who's just willing to fucking send her into the corner at whatever fucking speed? Absolutely insane. But it is hilarious just to watch them fucking take off. Back in the day, you're like, what are these 1.6 litre Fiestas? It just looks so slow.
Yeah.
Mad. But yeah, it's good. We had Lavery's as well during the week. I have never been more tired in my life. Went and did it. Here. Do you know what else I've been watching? Let's do our TV review for the week. We've talked about Schumacher. I watched a bunch of things, right? Two quite interesting things. Watched the Schumacher one. I watched the Patrick Kielty one, which we'll get to in a minute. But we actually bit the bullet and watched the first couple of episodes of Married at First Sight UK.
Oh.
Damaged.
Oh, dear.
People. It's always like some guy who's just like,
yeah, I just thought I want to meet someone, you know. I'm just not, just don't like being, you know, fucking used and abused by girls, and I just think I'm going to find my wife here.
And then you got that other Geordie girl who's just like, it comes across as like, man, she's confident, she knows what she likes, but it actually is more like, she seems like she has such low self-esteem that she can't deal with anybody confronting her or any sort of conflict or any sort of disagreement. So she's so volatile up front. The Geordie, have you seen it at all?
No.
This girl's like, I'm the fucking type of girl who doesn't fucking take any shit, and I'm the type of girl, you know, like, always has to let people know when they're sitting around to just, you know, chatting. Just to fucking let you know, I'm the type of girl, if anyone fucking gives me any shite, I'll fucking glass you. That's the type of girl I am. And you're like, all right. Relax.
Yeah.
You know?
No one's giving her shit.
Yeah. She's just like, I've got me fucking boundaries on you. If you fucking cross them, you'll fucking know all about it, pet. I'm fucking from Thailand. And you're like, Jesus Christ, will you chill out? And there's a bit where, like, you know, the dude's interviewing her and he's like, what do you look for in a man? And she's like, I want him to be big and fucking hench and tattoos and fucking tanned and fucking nice teeth and not nothing about a personality, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, do you not think that's a little bit shallow? Does it fucking sound shallow? Yes. Meanwhile, she's sitting there. She's sitting there and she's like, I've had quite a lot of fucking stuff done to me face. I've got me fucking lips done and me cheeks shaved and a Brazilian bum lift and me tits done and me fucking liposuction. And then has like all these, you know, like fucking things she wants from a guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I basically walked in there and got fucking plastic shoved up me asshole and fucking stuffed into me tits and me lips are made out of fucking rubber. But I would like you to spend about 4 to 5 hours in the gym every day and eat 300 grams of protein, take fucking D-ball, you cunt. I want you to train like a professional athlete just so that I don't fucking dump you. I'll just sit over here and fucking squirt poison into me forehead. And the ma, she's full blown like, I'm from Thailand. And then the dad looks like me in 5 years.
Oh.
Crazy. Just, you know, and his knees have given out. You know, he's one of those guys. Wearing a Motorhead t-shirt, of course. But yeah, it's a fucking sad show. Like, sad. What's this? Just checking you have artwork sorted. Oh yeah. Fuck's sake. But yeah, it's weird. And it was one of those shows where like we watched the Married at First Sight Australia one and it took all of my energy. We watched it all. The series for some reason had about 40 episodes. And then I was just like, I know that was like season 5 or something. I was like, I'll never watch another one. I was like, that took everything out of me. And we watched about 2 episodes of this Married at First Sight UK and I was like, I can see where this is going. I've had enough. But then I think that girl got chucked off.
Oh, did
she? I think they were like, you're too abusive, you fucking slobber.
Poor girl.
What do you say, slobber? No, she was being a dick and then she got hoofed out. I'm a type of fucking girl who I fucking expect to be able to act whatever fucking way I want to fucking act, and then if you got a problem with that, you're the fucking wanker. Euthanasia. Get her killed. She literally just sounds like a fucking, you know, like shelter dog that just barks at everybody because it got beat up once. You know, one of those ones?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm a psychologist. Not a lot of people know that.
Get her on the pod.
Get her on the podcast. Before you fucking ask me any fucking questions, I'm the type of girl that just fucking says whatever I fucking want.
Okay.
Cool. Anyway, let's talk seriousness. We watched the Patrick Kielty show because it was coming up on 100 years of Northern Ireland. I didn't know that. The centenary. Congrats, guys. Congrats, Northern Ireland. You've been around for 100 years of shiteness.
Wow.
Wow, what a time to be alive. And you know, it was basically Patrick Keilty walking around staring, you know, those big long zoomed in shots where they're like, Paddy, if you could just walk through the town there. And he's like, I left Northern Ireland 20,000 years ago. It's changed. There's a Greggs, for example. He's walking along just doing all, staring up. Nice. But then he went and spoke to, like, you know, he was basically talking to a bunch of unionist loyalist types. And they're all going, it either happens in the depths of Belfast or, like, somewhere outside Ballymena. That's where the most hardcore loyalists are. And talking to these people, was like, we absolutely fucking love the Queen. So we do. But at the minute, we just feel a wee bit, you know, lost, a wee bit forgotten about by you know, the British government. And you're like, how many times have people to tell you they don't give a fuck, you know? They don't give a fuck about you, you know? Of course they don't.
No.
You could be, imagine you went over, you're like walking around London. Hey, what's the crack, guys? It's me, your favourite Northern Irish loyalist. They'd be like, fuck off, you paddy cunt. Like, that's exactly what would happen. They don't give a shit. They're like, I mean, especially the Tory government. You're like, if they don't give a fuck about you, they're your guys. And now they're just like, nah, we feel forgotten about. In fact, most loyalists in the countryside and places like that, you should want a United Ireland just out of spite now. Just be like, these bastards forgot about me. And then they had some young lad from, like, Belfast somewhere who, he was an odd combination of, like, he was very well-spoken, but he was also dressed like a fucking schmick.
Oh?
He was, like, he got this sort of young activist vibe off him, but then also kind of, if it turned out that he was, like, a theatre school guy pretending to be, you know, a young loyalist, I would believe that, too.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? Where they took him out of somewhere and they're like, could you just pretend that you're fucking... But he was very well... He was just... I don't know. He was out there, you know. If people are watching from Britain and all, you know, if it's violence that we need to just show how we feel, then maybe we will just choose violence. Paddy Keilty's like, no.
Yeah.
Because they basically sat this guy down at the end at a bonfire. By the way, the most shifty bonfire of all time.
Green screen.
They were probably just like, do you reckon we could get Paddy Keilty to pretend he was building a bonfire? And they had like four pallets. And then what normally happens is they look like people were just going, fuck, is that a bonfire? I may empty this back bedroom before we paint it. People just dragging old mattresses and fucking just bin bags out of their house. I've no room in the black bin. Burn that for me. And then at the end, there was like, you know, Patrick Keilty and then some ex sort of loyalist paramilitary sitting this young lad down, just being like, you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back in time to the days where people are killing each other. And he's like, I understand.
Aye, okay.
Aye, all right then. Patrick Keilty's like, my dad was killed by fucking these people.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back that. And then at the end he's when I'm sitting down here with two people who have actually lived through the, you know, the troubles, I'll be deeply affected by it, then these are the sort of people I probably should listen to.
And I know, like, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Literally.
Someone to be like, it's all fucking good crack throwing a petrol bomb into a bus and all, isn't it? It's good crack. And then you're like, my dad got shot dead.
Yeah.
Kind of for no reason. Was it? It was just random, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a random attack? You're like, just actually shot dead for nothing. And you're just like, fuck, that looked like good crack years ago, didn't it? And everybody, people do globally do not understand how flammable petrol is. On a global scale, they go, oh, it's cool, like it's like a candle, you light it and walk away. And everybody's like, engulfed in flames. Fuck! My tracksuit stuck to my leg! Fuck that! How many people, like, how many rioters just have, like, fucking third degree burns up their leg that says Adidas? For fuck's sake. That was the time I threw a petrol bomb and it fucking hit the hangar. Says Sergio Tacchini. I'm a fucking leg guy.
But anyway, it's a good show. But there's a bit where, you know, isn't it weird that like we're internet people, you know, we make things for the internet. We've made vlogs for the internet. There's this like awareness of the camera. There's been a generation of people where they're like, yeah, the camera's part of the thing. The interaction with the camera is part of the production.
Yeah.
And even, you know, like old school documentaries, they'd still shoot it in a slightly cinematic way where you're like unaware that the person's being filmed nearly. But to see that old school document, like when you watch actual TV now and you're just seeing Patrick Keeley walking through town at night. And then he gets caught out one time because he's outside Ulster Sports Club. And everyone's like, you buddy, what the hell are you? And he sort of breaks character and is like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? What am I doing here? As if you could just walk past like people drinking on a Saturday night and you're Patrick Keeley. As if it's normal. And then he's like, this is what Northern Ireland is. You know, not the fucking, the bombs and fucking petrol bombs and all that shit. And the rioting. He's like, this is what it is. Just like good crack. Good honest people.
Yeah.
But he seemed to enjoy it. If someone said to me, do you want to just walk down there and we'll film you while a load of people are drinking in the street? I'd be like, can you green screen it?
That's me. You walk there.
More people coming up to you. Are you Niall from... But it was an interesting show.
Yeah, I need to watch that too.
Every once in a while, they do pull something out of the bag there at BBC.
They love that sort of like news report sort of filming.
Yeah.
That like news B-roll.
Oh yeah.
You know, just embedded in them.
Oh yeah. The fucking, the old reels.
Yeah.
Did Shane not have a show like that? Where he would like, they would go through all the archive footage and like find funny clips. Much like this. Now that we have it open. Check out this for fucking senseless violence. Giant Haystack. I mean, this is an old school clip, but I mean, I forgot how hard Giant Haystacks flings Jackie Fullerton at the floor. Listen to that noise he makes. Does he go, oh, for fuck?
Will you fuck up, too?
That's just years of people going, so this wrestling caper, it's not that, it's not real, is it? And then this fucking like 7 foot, 500 pound man is like, I'll show you fucking fake. You have a fake hip tomorrow. Over fuck. Look at his legs in flight there. It's like two fucking noodles. Oh my god, Jackie, dead. That's my favorite noise. Oh, he's wrecked. There's people like Jackie Fullerton where you're like, bro, you were 60 forever.
Straight across him, and he certainly wouldn't move.
And the people say it's play acting. Oh,
look at the way Haystacks fixes his hair there.
Damn right. That camel toe.
That Trump gump at the front. Oh, I love the way he does nothing. He's just like, I'll just fucking wait here till you get up. He's fucked. Look at him.
Thanks very much, Mr. Haystack.
My pleasure.
My pleasure, you bastard. Reeling in the weird. Yeah, how about that? Oh, my fuck! Smack!
He said that even before he hit the ground.
So would I. No, I'm fuck. Shout out to that cold-hearted bastard, just happy enough to cripple him and then go home. You want to see a move? Whack! And then be like, see you later. Go for shit. I just want to see what this clip is real quick. The Birdman of Drogheda. Play. This podcast has really went all over the shop today. KLD. Oh, we did our comedy gig?
Yes.
So Maureen's sister got married a few weeks ago and there was a big marquee put up.
at the in-laws house, and we couldn't take it down for a few weeks, and there was a bit of chat as to what to do with it. And I was like, we should do a comedy gig and do a fundraiser. So we did. And it was all kind of friends and family, which is, when you have a big family like Maureen's, you start to, you bring all the mates in and all the fucking
in just two
friends of the family and all that shit. And before you know it, there's 50 people.
I know.
You got down there.
Yeah.
Brought Freya, brought Fitzy.
Brought the Fitz.
The Fitz dog.
The most Patrick Keilty's cousin.
Patrick Keilty's cousin.
Second cousin.
Second cousin. Sure, who isn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounded like such a, you know, like fake movie. You know what I mean? Like police, undercover policeman name you give me. This is Fitzy. And I was like, I'll not ask any more questions.
I know. I just called him that from school.
Yeah.
His name's Connor. But
Fitzy Connor.
Always called him.
Fitzy. Like, his name's Fitzy Jones.
No one calls me that.
No one calls him Fitzy?
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, just to jump forward in time, the next day, our friend Begley came to pick up his PA and his dad was there in the van.
Oh, yeah.
And we're still calling Begley.
Yeah.
You know, calling Begley to his face.
Yeah.
His girlfriend calls him Begley. She doesn't really, but, you know, just one of the things.
He enjoyed himself.
He did for 13 minutes. But what happened basically was, you know, the boys came down. We had Shane, we had Dave, we had Kieran Bartlett, we had Woodsy, we had Connor Keys. Just a lovely bunch of lads, you know.
Yeah.
People are on about all this toxic masculinity and it's all toxic and that. And you're like, no, these are all the best guys, you know, fathers, stuff like that. Comedian, you know what I mean? Just fucking good guys raising money. I think it's about $2,500, mate.
Class.
Minus my fee of $2,000. All in aid of lymphoma or leukemia, lymphoma, and I. So, up the hoods. But Begley had, you know, he works now, he teaches, and then I'm just giving away all his information. And then he's also in a band who play in different places. And they filled in for someone on the Friday night, like a wedding whose band, they'd been let down by another band, basically. And they're like, shit, we'll step in. So they went and played a gig. And then he had to fucking bring all that shit back. And then he had to work again on Saturday. And then it was like self-fulfilling prophecy. He was like, man, I'm so fucking tired. I'm going to have about 2 drinks later and just be dead. Sure enough, he turned up. He was making margaritas. And was it a margarita, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I think he had like 2 of them and was just bouncing off the walls and just being like, it was like, it's almost like, you know what I mean? It's almost like he was in that mindset anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have 2 drinks and be absolutely crippled.
So they were quite strong.
Oh, they were. Because Maureen was like, I had 1 of them and then I had 2 other beers and she's like, I was dying the next day.
Yeah.
And I had about fucking 12 fucking Moretti's and I was grand. But I was running off that fucking gig steam, you know what I mean? Because it was the most strict. I mean, like, I don't know what it is about gigging where it's like, all I want to do is sit for about 2 hours before the gig and just chill. But you never get that opportunity. And you're like, right, the gig's only down the field. This should be a lot easier. And sure enough, nightmare. You know, people were already on stage. I'm up trying to get the fucking baby to sleep. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And then eventually he went to sleep and then I had to come down and go and do stand up in front of my in-laws, which is for some reason just the most, I don't know why it is, but it's just the most embarrassing thing of all time. Did it seem that way?
No.
Did it seem professional?
Yeah.
Tell me I'm good. It's fucking weird, man. But I think everyone had a good time.
Definitely. It's class.
And nobody heckled until right at the end from the most unlikely heckler of all time. And the Kieran Bartlett was on, and Kieran Bartlett had his wings clipped that night. Because we were saying to it, you know what I mean? This is a sort of family event. There's no young children at it, but it's all, everybody knows everybody. These aren't total strangers. And then he was getting heckled and he was like, oh, you better be quiet. Uh-huh. And in a normal scenario, he'd be like, I'll fucking have you rape murdered. Or so, you know what I mean? He'd say like the most heinous shit of all that. He'd be like, I'll fucking chain you to a radiator and feed you dick for 9 months. You're like, where is your brain right now? The way that he could just put, I'd fucking stuff your head and that's fucking, what did he say one time? And that wee line down the side of my ball bag and my leg that just smells like brown sauce. And like people were fucking poking back into their pints. So he had to be all fucking, haha, I'm trying to be nice to you, you fucking mother. We're all having a good time. I'll chop you in the bits, you cunt. Like, and he was just totally out of his depth, you know what I mean? Anytime he drove, you have to drive into the country.
Oh, yeah.
What did he call himself? A town mouse?
Yeah.
You're a wee town mouse? I pissed myself.
Yeah, that was good.
But everyone was very funny. I'll tell you something right now. Rory Woods is my favorite comedian of all time. He's a fucking... If you think about it, like, obviously, there's so many brilliant people, you know? The Mickeys and the Sheens and fucking everyone. Dave's class. Everyone's really good. Everyone's been doing stand-up for fucking 10 years. Everyone's great now. But the amount of times where I've almost had to leave the room laughing, it's been Rory Woods every time.
I know.
The Spanish... The one he got me in Lavery's where he said, like, about watching Big Bang Theory. In Spanish, with his new wife, because God forbid she'd rim me. I died. Like, I had to fucking leave the room. And then just on Saturday night there, just fucking, I don't know how long he did, like 15 minutes, but there was 700 jokes in it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm going to have to answer this right now. Are we recording?
We are rolling.
We took what I'm going to refer to as a pester break. When we're recording a podcast and just people are up your ass all motherfucking day. Did you see here, just before we move on to watch this clip, which says at the start
just
here,
just 2 years,
contains mild animal cruelty. Now, some people would be like, what's mild animal cruelty? Do you know what I mean? I only put it a wee bit, like. We'll watch that and then we'll go back to the Taliban and the swan boat.
The raft race has become one of the town's annual highlights. But there was another attraction. The organisers are also looking for the Birdman of Drogheda. They were offering £5,000 to anyone who could fly across the Boyne. And at roughly £100 a metre, the entrants were willing to try anything.
I'm going to fly over with four talkies.
Have you tried this before?
Yeah, we tried before, yeah.
Will it work?
Well, we think so. We tried it with six talkies, but two of them drowned.
The rules say that you have to be of sound mind and body.
I'd say I'm okay. I'd be a bit worried about the talkies, are we?
Some people might say it's a bit cruel.
Oh, no, not really. No. To be landing on land anyway, you know, and then we'll let it alone for next Christmas.
I'm a nut.
Mm-hmm. That was
wow.
Just not in worth just it. 2 years. I'm just gonna jump in with a bunch of turkeys.
Yeah,
I've never seen a turkey in the water.
No, me either.
No, obviously they can swim a little bit, like, but yeah, you wouldn't get away with that nowadays, would you?
No, you would not.
People would be like, "Fucking wend your neck in, evil bastard." So, yeah, I don't know how to feel after watching that. You know, I'm just kind of, whatever. Now, one of my favorite photos, Taliban boats. Taliban soldiers seen enjoying the sun on flamingo paddle boats with assault rifles in Bangor. So, that's... Yep, that's the boys there. Oh, why did that not just open the photo by itself? Accept all. Take all my information, you fucking bastards. There they are, the lads.
Class.
Part of me is starting to feel sorry for these fucking Taliban lads. Because I watched that show on Netflix and I'm like, a lot of these soldiers didn't even know that 9/11 happened. You know, so they're just getting their country ravaged. Nah, I'm joking, of course, obviously, they're massively oppressive, but, you know, there's a lot of these lads that are like, first time I get out of cave, I come down from a mountain, what wonders await me? Boat shaped like swan. That's what the guy in Drogheda needed.
Yeah.
Fucking jumping across the water with darkness. The fuck accent is that?
Pretty spot on.
Eh?
Pretty spot on.
What I just did?
Yeah.
I'm a fucking chameleon of characters. I can just shapeshift into anything. That's another wormhole I went down the weekend there. You know, one of those TikTok pages where it's like, here's all the reptilian shapeshifters.
Nice.
And you're like, why do all reptilian shapeshifters work in the news? In the news, you know, is it like, sure, it's not just glitch in the video because they're like cutting between different things.
Oh yeah.
Or do they all happen to? Do all reptilian shapeshifters, are they attracted to working in the media? You know.
Yes.
Who knows? There was one where they were like, watch this woman's hand shapeshift, and she was like just in a, you know, like a, they were about to get a photo on a podium or something, some sort of political thing, and this woman's like holding her bag or whatever, and it looks like her hand just goes like big long finger about that size. But then who knows, people are filming a screen.
Yeah,
which might be some sort of shitty feed. You're like, how many times you fucking lose quality? Like,
how easy is it to do that? Like,
I know, or someone blinks and their eye goes weird. Like, if you have Freeview or something, your TV's constantly doing that shit.
Yeah.
Change channel. It's like, fucking, like a Kanye video. Spazzing out. But yeah, shout out to the Taliban enjoying themselves on a stag do here. On a swan boat.
Newcastle.
They've got them in Newcastle too.
Oh, aye. That's where the Mahals started working, I think.
That's what they learned. That's what they should write a book, from swan boat to super yacht. What's up? Yeah, I'm sure William was giving people the history of the swan boat now, was he?
Oh, aye.
This was crafted by...
I think it was Kaelin that worked there.
Yeah.
Kaelin Ross.
That was just a cover for Pulling Chicks, wasn't it?
Damn right. Had to be.
Fucking.
Them boys.
Fucking unbelievable.
Can't take them anywhere.
Can't take them anywhere. Fucking. Was there more birds in the water or more birds in the fucking back of their car?
In the van.
In the back of the van. They do have a nice van too. But they would have one if you were flat out shagging in it.
Yeah.
What about the word shagging? Makes me feel sick.
Austin Powers.
Shag. It's always someone's parent, you know, like, oh, shagging. You're like, eh. Oh, there was two of them snog in the face of each other. Shagging. It sounds a bit of crack, though, doesn't it? Nah, fucking shag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doing a bit of shagging. It's in a line with, like, you know, when someone's parent, like, take a bite of food and be like, that's orgasmic. And you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up, you minging bitch. How boring is your life? This piece of fucking stuffed chicken is orgasmic. Really? I've never taken a bite of food and erupted in my pants. What a long day that would be. Us in the fucking dumpling library the other day. What's in this one? Lemongrass? Oh! Oh my god, I've never had a watermelon juice before. Sorry, I've actually jizzed in my jeans. I'll be right back. Wow, let me try that. What's that, a duck bowl? Oh god! Not again! If it was really orgasmic, you'd just have to be eating like dry oats all day. What are you eating that for? You on a diet? No, I just don't want to be coming. in my pants.
Oh my god. What is that, a caramel latte? It's fucking orgasmic.
Fucking get a better life. You know, I don't need the food to be orgasmic. I'm jizzing on the side. You know, jizzing at home.
Honest to god, I went out the other night and went to this place and all. Now, I've had fish pies before and they were fine, but this one in particular, let me tell you something, Lillian, I squirted. I took one bite of it and I fell on my back and I projectile jet of piss hit the waiter. It was gorgeous. I'll not be back. Yep.
So yeah, that guy's probably in jail for killing four turkeys. Someone sent me a link to this too. It was a house on Airbnb, which is billed as a BDSM. Do you know what BDSM stands for? Big dick small. What is it? Big
bondage. Is that the first?
Bondage? Who's this? What am I looking for? What does BDSM stand for? It stands for fucking doing a lot of shit. Bondage and discipline, yeah. Dominance, submission, sadism, mask. It's too many things. That's BDSM.
Yeah.
So bondage, discipline, you know, tying people up, dominance and submission, you know, oh, I'm fucking my businessman, but I'd like to be pegged. Sadism and masochism. You know, stick a candle up my arse. I mean, if these guys not just had a nice meal, who needs a tie? You don't need to be tied up when you can just eat orgasmic food. But anyway, this place is in Belfast and it makes me sad. You know, they've got a bed there, but then that's the front door. So,
yes.
You know, they've obviously used the upstairs rooms for the sex rooms. And then they're like, and then when you're all knackered, you just go down there and sleep inches away from the front door. You know? And there's the room there. No,
great photo.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. You're like, hey, there's too much light in here. Shut the door. But that's every Belfast living room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just no light. You know, back in the 70s, there'd be 12 people living in there. More money! No expense spared on the rail there. They've squeezed into the smallest corner there some sort of, you know, sex chair. I wonder, did they measure that? You know, just with the fucking...
custom.
I wonder... Right, I'll give them a ring. Hello, customer services. Right, tell me, I'm looking at one of them fuck chairs for our corner here, but it's not very small. Would it fit in? Aye. It's for a child. And then there's an old warm charcuterie, which looks like it's just... Do you reckon that's smoked cheese or it's just slices of raw potato? But they've got the charcuterie board there, you know, just when you're done... pissing on someone's fucking gimp mask face.
The world's tiniest rug.
Yeah.
Sheepskin rug.
Yeah. And the worst place to set a glass of wine if I had to comment on it. But they're just like, once you're done, you know, putting a fucking whisk up someone's pisser, you can come downstairs and have some warm smoked cheese. A bit of blue nun with me beside it. And because it's Belfast and because it's one of those Holy Lands type houses, you know that's the only good fork. That's the only good fork they have. Kitchen cleaned up well. No one's touched that cooker ever. No one has time to, like, you know, oh, we'll make a bolognese here while I'm getting tied to this chair and fisted. So now basically I actually have these very same shelves. They're good.
They're in the office.
They're
here.
Are they here?
They're the merch.
Are they? Yep. Fucking hell. But this particular gang of people have used it for cock pump. I mean, like, I would stipulate, I'd be like, BYO cock pump. Yeah. You know, I don't want you. BYO on the dildos, because you're going to have to pay. I mean, you know, they're charging people for, like, COVID cleaning and all. Christ only knows what they're... Listen, there's been a bit of a pandemic, so we're going to actually have to really debt all these dildos. You know, just no unsexy way to clean a dildo. But yeah, I get a bit weird in an Airbnb anyway, just like how rigorous are they with the cleaning? But in there, I'd be like, and especially not just some dingy wee house.
I know.
Oh, fucking hell. Weird, it seems like people are into weird shit. It just seems like a lot. There's a gimp mask, or else they're just really into Slipknot. But it seems to me just it's effort, isn't it? It's just a lot of fucking. I have no patience anyway. You know what I mean? If I was going to somewhere for the sole purpose of banging, I wouldn't be like, let's kill another 2 hours. You know? I know where he's all fucking... plug myself in this here. Oh, you got me. I'm stuck. I can't move. Cool. Just whip my balls with this fucking thing here. Oh, that feels weird and nice too, you know? You'd be like, suck my dick immediately. Listen, there's fucking smoked cheese running off the plate down there. Get this dick in your body. Immediately. And we'll get it over with. And then we'll watch fucking Married at First Sight UK. And eat a slimy bit of fucking salami here. Parma ham, where's that from? Where's Parma? I have no idea. It's nice though. They wear a fucking bop round it, you know what I mean? Just when you're done with the full gimp mask on. What is that, there, smoke cheese? That's weird, isn't it? I've never had smoke cheese before. Is it really smoked there? What do you think it is? Oh my god, it's like smoky bacon. Dump. Also, yeah, I don't know. Butt plugs and everything. Oh, man, would you even touch any of that shit? Or maybe people are into the fact, you know, they're into the fact, they're like, man, how risky is it to use just a foreign? I mean, even if you owned that house, would you be more disgusted if you come in and you're like, oh my god, they actually used it all? There's a big shitty butt plug over there. I sprained my ankle on a bit of jizz. It's only for show, guys. It's a bit of crack. Someone actually came in here and fucking... they've jizzed on my fucking stove here. There's a bunch of outfits. Oh, they bring the... oh, the outfits are included. There's a Foot Locker uniform. That bed? Oh, it's got... now, that's just a children's bed out of IKEA with, like, fucking straps on it. Oh. That's comfortable.
That's cool.
Good for the posture.
Yeah. Need that the edit.
Yeah. Come in, you're fully strapped in and stirrups with a fucking thing around your neck and a fucking ball gag, just like going over the same shit. Anyway, what a spot.
Oh.
I know the bathroom. The bathroom's all right. Just standard. No, you put the tap up your arse if you were at a push, like, but. We should just rent that place and go just make a vlog in it. Vlog, sex tape, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go. We'll start into the questions. Well, sitting in the front row for the second SSE here. Not anymore, you're not. Well, actually, yeah, keep your ticket for the Saturday. Yeah. You'll have the same seats on the 21st of December, God willing. Annual salary, you counting stacks or pennies? I don't know, mate. There's, you know, someone will send me a thing and be like, hey, can you invoice us for this 13 grand that we owe you? And I went, fuck, I forgot about that. I'm so loaded. No, I'm joking. I have no idea. I don't know about annual salaries. All I know is what my accountant tells me I have to pay in tax.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... the actual rounded figure. Well, you don't know because I have a business. You know what I mean? It's like just, I'm all right. Can I buy trainers? You know? Can I buy my family fucking food?
Yeah, it's hard to...
I don't know. I don't really give a shit. Money's weird, man. What's the most cringe thing you've done? Mine was trying to tell a rude joke to my parents when I was 15. Awkward as fuck. Oh, man.
She just said the joke.
Yeah, she told us the joke. What's the most cringe thing I've ever done? I mean, anytime I have too many drinks, I'll have flashbacks about the night before, even if I did nothing. What's the most cringe thing I've done? I don't know. These sort of like being put on the spot questions. Cringe thing. I can remember I've definitely witnessed some cringe things where it was like I wasn't even really part of them, but I was so embarrassed by it. Like I had a couple of mates there who legit were trying to make dance routines to Backstreet Boys, and I was about 10 or 11.
Oh dear.
And they were trying to make dance routines and I was like, this is not for me. You know, I'm in the garage with you, you know, they're in the garage with the door shut doing dance moves, because that was how you pulled chicks when you were 10. And I was just in there being like, man, this is awkward as shit, dude. And then as well, mates of mine when I was younger, they had like a karaoke machine in their house, and they had watched The Cable Guy.
Oh, nice.
And do you know when he sings that, is it fucking Jefferson Airplane song? Gonna have to pull it up. The Birdman of Drogheda. Cable Guy.
Oh, yes.
Now, we thought this was the funniest shit of all time at the time, but also these guys I was hanging around with were like, this is the best song I've ever heard in my life. So they thought it'd be a good idea to cover this.
You might recognize this song as performed by Jefferson Airplane in a little documentary called Give Me Shelter about the Rolling Stones and their nightmare at Altamont. That night, the Oakland chapter of the Hells Angels had their way. Tonight,
some setup.
It's my turn.
One, two, three.
When the truth is found to be lied.
That little quiver in his voice. We were like, man, this is hilarious. But then also my mates were like, this is brilliant. And was singing it. And his ma walked in and was laughing at him. But I was like sweating in the corner. Because I was like, I'm not even singing this, man. I'm embarrassed. Jim Carrey's a genius.
He is. He's such a rock star.
Look at that guy. I'm actually just enjoying myself now. Carry on. Talk amongst yourselves.
So what do you do?
I can barely hear.
I don't hate it. I don't hate that version. Like, let's get through these. I hope all news is in favour on the 23rd. Yeah, fuck, I don't know, man. Seeing you on Saturday at the SSE. Seats in the front row. Also, oh, excuse me. How close is that?
Coming up, drilling up through the floor.
Aye, feel later. Like, that might be BT. Although I would imagine they'd speak to you before they'd come in the building. Like, yeah, Gareth, bro, you'll be going on the 21st if you're available. Fucking, I feel like I'll just be walking around for the next couple of months. Like, I'm sorry for your inconvenience, you know.
Yeah.
It's not even my fucking fault. Annoying. Oh, we've watched a lot of these. It's a long way to the top if you got a sausage roll. I don't know what the end of that question was. Shout out to Frankie. How, violin Mick, how's your mobility these days? My PT has me on Nordics, which are the definition of a cunt exercise. The benefits are amazing. Doesn't take away from the hell of doing them, especially at my size. Violin Mick, svelte guy. Let me see. How the fuck do you do those, bro? Who is this guy? This guy here? Damn boy. Set of tits on that guy. Yeah, what the fuck is that like? If I did that, my hamstrings would snap in half. But I feel like if someone was telling me to do that, I'd be like, guys, we have a lot of ground to cover before I get to this horse shit. You know? Why don't you come to my house and tell me not to eat fucking crisps every night? Tell me not to go through the cupboards like a dog that's been left alone in the house. Before we start working the glutes here. What's my mobility like? I mean, this is the problem with me. The mobility and range of movement is fine. The pain's still there. You know? Can I lick my own balls like a cat? Yes. Does it still hurt my hips? Yes. Have you seen the Trinidad health minister saying Nicki Minaj wasted their time claiming cousins' friends' balls swole after the vaccine? Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
They actually looked into it.
Yeah.
They looked into those balls. And they're like, you're fucking full of shit. You've got chlamydia. That was the takeaway from it. They were like, it's funny you're saying that this guy, this prolific shagger, has got he's got the vaccine there, and then his balls swole up, and they're like, funny thing is, he's also got the clap. So, coincidence or yes? Have you seen the... Oh, wait, same question. What common NI greeting from other guys do you hate? Can't stand when I get called mucker, pal, or chief. I don't mind any of it. Lad, I can't take for some reason. And I know there's plenty of places like down the country and even in England and stuff where like lad is the fucking done thing. But it's when there's like a fucking 18-year-old and he's like, "Hey lad, I fucking come to see your gig and all." Like, fucking,
I know.
Where's this lad coming from?
I hate all that.
You dick.
It's fucking pal or bud. When people say bud.
Right, bud. I say that to Eddie sometimes.
It's all right, like, you know when you're... When you know you're taking the piss.
Yeah.
Like I say bye.
Yeah, yes, bye.
But when people just...
But only to my mother.
Yeah. Or bye.
Yeah, that's sort of taking the piss. Yeah. But then that's what happens. You said fucking taking the piss and then you end up just saying it.
Yeah, true.
Flat out. But yeah, lad drives me nuts for some reason. Don't know what it is. If someone called me chief... I like to mix it up in a text. Where's that? What the fuck is going on, man? Someone drilling for oil? Watched any SAS Who Dares Wins? If there was a comedian special, which of you guys do you think would go the furthest? Just whoever's the fittest. Shane?
No way.
No? Yeah, Shane's like fit. But like in a very, don't, you know what I mean? Like, don't make me push myself.
Yeah.
Way. He's not a big weights guy either. You know, if they were like, put this backpack on, he'd be like, let me phone my management. See if there's anyone. Bro, that noise, man. What the fuck? Is that getting picked up? Jesus. I'm going to have to go down there. We're like, what the fuck he's playing on? On yours, Mudblood and Deck Chair and Yums and Shane's podcast, you have all been on about the white collar comedians boxing. None of you want to do it though. Why not have a comedian sports day? Why not just fucking do comedy? I'm busy enough. I suggested there should, that, you know, if they wanted to do something fun that wasn't gonna fucking half kill you, do a grappling match. Go to jiu-jitsu for fucking 6 weeks and then see who's good at the end. Instead of fucking, you know, punching the face off each other. I think the problem is, you could either, if you're going to do a boxing thing, you might as well just throw people in the ring tomorrow and go, right, you might as well fight, or do you let them actually get a little bit better at it and a bit fitter and then go do it? Who knows? Equally as dangerous. Any five friends or celebrities you could go in the piss, who you taking? None of my friends. All celebrities. Eamon Holmes. Who else? Jackie Fullerton, even though he slagged me. Who else? Basically all... I was joking that all famous people from Northern Ireland are weathermen.
Yeah.
It's kind of true. I don't know. Where are you starting CrossFit? Looking forward to it? Well, I don't know if it's happening just yet. I'm not starting CrossFit. That's the last thing the CrossFit world needs. Me in the middle of it all. Just having a protein bar before every set. Did three sets. Here, I'll just... Hold on a second. Have you seen the BDSM yet? We covered that. Michael McNally hit with all the big questions. What's worse, taking a piss, putting your dick away, and half a roll of piss still trickles out, or having a shite, then the toilet roll ripping and getting your bone crumbs on your hand? Why does bum crumbs just say shite? We had this conversation the other day. You're like, I don't like poo.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't like when people sugarcoat anything gross, you know? Oh, he's done a wee tinkle. He's pissed himself. He's pissed himself. That young baby shit his pants is what happened. What's worse? I don't know. Both are pretty grim.
Yeah.
I mean, surely make sure you've stopped pissing before you fucking put it all away. Well, I feel ill now. What's your opinion on ASMR? I mean, I could take it or leave it. I don't know. Obviously, people are like, some people might be into that, where they're like, you know, probably some fucking incel, never spoke to anybody, and like, just whisper in my ear. I'll probably have, I mean, there's always like a sexual undertone. Because if you know, from what I've seen, it's like, oh, there's this chat, you know, the video's got like 14 million hits on it. But the girl's hot as fuck and she has like half a pint of lip gloss on. She's like, hey guys. Because in your head, you're going like, that's kind of what it's probably going to sound like if she asked my day. You know, and some fucking like incel's just ripping the pipe off himself. Weird. But yeah, it does nothing for me. Like, I could take it or leave it. What the fuck is going on down here? It's unbelievable. Let me see. The last podcast with Mrs. G is amazing. Hope she makes the return soon. She clearly wears the trousers. Man, that is sexist, okay? Saying that she wears the trousers in the relationship because she's the man? Accept, sure, take all my info. Mom derails school board meeting with bizarre rant about anal sex. I'm here for it.
Kara Bell and then Marge Stone.
Fake name.
All right, well, I'm just thankful that y'all don't have the ability to make a mask mandate. And tonight I was going to talk about the need for a second high school, but I was sidetracked by, for the boys, or the idea of, a Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the, put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39 of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School. All right, not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard, but according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. The term came into the use in the 1910s in the United States. Its verb form to cornhole, which came into usage in the 1930s, means to have anal sex. I do not want my children to learn anal sex in middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to...
Girl in the back with the phone. So it's still on to do well, my TikTok.
Yeah.
Start focusing on education and not public Earth health.
Stone, you're on.
You are supposed to be educating our
children. They fucking turned that mic off real quick. Anyway.
That got very intense very quickly.
Yeah.
Like all that beeping and everything.
I know, fucking cutting out and then I was like, what the fuck is this? But... Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that was. She's obviously found a bit in some ancient book. You know, popping it in your coin purse.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel weird about reading or watching that. Question, how do you deal with anxiety and nerves before a show? Does it ever get easier? No. You just fucking stand there with your neck throbbing. But I've said, did I say this on the last podcast? I did. I said it to Maureen. It's on the Patreon one thing. It's nearly like being an athlete, I think. Doing stand-up. And people should treat it a bit more like that. You know, it's like a boxer or something, or a MMA fighter will have a lot of nerves backstage about like performing. I know that's athletic and there's a lot of physical risk, but... You still have the scared emotions going through your body, and you nearly need to be like in a green room doing fucking push-ups, and then like getting yourself up for a fucking gig, and then going doing it. That's why it's tough sometimes to just sit there out the back and fucking in the dark, and a load of comedians are chatting to each other, and you're just like, I hate this. But and then a lot of people fucking drink, and a lot of people smoke weed and all that shit. But I don't know. You just don't have that option a lot of times. You're like, I'm driving. I just got to stand here. I'm knackered from driving. Let me fucking try and pump myself up. And there's probably a series of things I could do to ease nerves a lot. Preparation is one of them. You know, have your set ready that morning. Know what you're doing. Get a look over it. Do some exercise. All that shit. But I never do it. I just arrive late and go, fuck, I better write this down. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then go on. And it's grand, usually. Where has the artwork gone on the wall behind you? Will it return? No, we're staying with the blacked out vacuum theme. Just because I feel like that's the way everybody's podcast was starting to look. You got some artwork in the background. It just looked very busy. Now we're just bringing it right back down. We're simplifying it. We've got some lights from China and it's black. Deal with it. I also, the artwork's here. I just might put it somewhere else. Get us, love the podcast. If you were to pick a lineup for Live at the Apollo, who would you pick and why? P.S. Hope your show goes ahead on Friday. Can't have yours on Bartlett's put back in the same month. Well, get used to it. Who would I have on Live at the Apollo? Just me opening and then me closing. You know? And everyone else go fuck themselves. I don't know, Live at the Apollo anyway. That's most people's experience with stand-up comedy is Live at the Apollo, and then they go see like one English comedian in the year at the SSE and they're like, I didn't enjoy it that much. Yeah, of course you didn't. Guy's talking about the fucking tube. You know? You live in Belfast. If you could bring anyone in the world to party, who would you pick and where do you think you would end up in the world? If you could bring anyone in the world to a party, oh, Hunter S. Thompson, I don't know. Bert Kreischer, I have no idea. I mean, you take fucking, get Mickey to take you out for the night. Y'all be dead. Thoughts on Norm MacDonald's death? I liked it. Do you like it? No, very sad, obviously, and a pretty gangster way to, you know, not really say anything. A bit like the Chadwick Boseman thing. Be terribly, terribly sick and just not say anything about it and then just die quietly. But do you ever watch much Norm MacDonald stuff?
Just wee bits.
Bits and pieces. Yeah, I'm not really up, you know, knee deep in it the way a lot of people were, but obviously the clips out there that you've seen are fucking genius. Like that clip, my favorite one is probably where he was on Conan. And there's a woman there who was like trying to promote a movie or something. And something about 9.5 weeks or something. And he said like, yeah, it should have been 9.5 seconds or something. And they laugh. And obviously the joke's about premature ejaculation. But then he says, this is a joke about premature ejaculation. And fucking Conan's like, yeah, we get it. And they're all fucking laughing. And he keeps chipping in and she can't get a fucking word out. Because like, who gives a shit? It's the most... You know when an actor goes on, they're like, tell us about this movie. And they're like, I really had to go inside myself to find somewhere dark that I could... You're like, shut up. For millions of dollars, you just pretended to do a thing for a second. But he just keeps chipping in with jokes the whole time. And then, go fucking away. Man, I swear to God. I'm getting attacked from all angles here. But he basically... So annoying, so annoying. Distracting. He gets right to the end and the guy's like, right, anyway, the movie's out at the weekend, blah, 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 blah. It's called Chairman of the Board. And then he turns out to Norm and goes, yeah, fucking make a joke about that, you smartass. And he goes, is it board spelled B-O-R-E-D? Fuck yeah, I was like, oh, you motherfucker. Like, just complete like black belt comedian, you know, just and fucking you see Conan like slap the desk like, you fucking bastard, you got me. And then I heard someone else like talk about like him being on, was he on Saturday Night Live, and you know, no matter who was on, and there'd be like world famous comedians like fucking, you know, Chris Rock and all these ones at the time, but anytime an idea was discussed, they all looking down the table at Norm MacDonald, like, you know, is this okay if we do this? Because he was just like, just so funny. Like, but that's it. check his stuff out. I mean, unfortunately, it's one of them things. As soon as someone dies, then you're like, oh, let me fucking research this. And you start going into it and whatever. But anyway, rest in peace. I'm going to get the fuck out of here right now, guys, because I'm being harassed by my management. We'll be back tomorrow. Going to try and organize a guest for a Patreon podcast, and that'll be out Thursday, 8 a.m. up the hoods. But that's it. Cheers for listening, guys. Apologies if you were going to the SSE. It's still happening. It's just been pushed a little bit. Hopefully most people can make it, and I hope you weren't massively inconvenienced, which I'm sure some of you were, but okay, a day. We'll keep moving. And that's it. We'll speak to you next time. Take her easy.